Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to another study in our series on angels and the spirit world. In this installment, we look at Eastern mysticism. The conclusion of this two-part study can be found on our website at BBFOhio.com, where you'll also find other free resources, along with our contact and donation information. And now, this current events update, and then our study, beginning in Isaiah 47:10, on Eastern mysticism. This is part one of two.
Our current events update brought to you by Black Licorice. Headline reviews in the news. Not enough people are taking the communist liberal cult seriously. So, I want to show you something. Liberals hate and attack the Bible.
Just how far is the left's censorship going to go? Will Americans sign a petition to ban the Bible? Let's find out.
Will you help us to ban the Bible?
Ban the Bible?
We're just trying to get rid of this hate speech just to help the New World Order. But Amazon is still selling it to a lot of people, and we're just trying to get them to stop that.
Why would I want to ban the Bible?
Well, you know, it makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable. It's hurting a lot of people's feelings. Just print here and... Yeah, print birthday and a signature. You know, the Bible hurts a lot of people's feelings. And it makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable. And if we can get rid of it, you know, that'll really help with the New World Order. A lot of people want to burn the existing ones, but maybe we can do that later.
Thank you.
Amazon has finally stopped selling a lot of racist and anti-Semitic books by people like former KKK leader David Duke. They were selling his autobiography for years. They finally stopped selling it, but they're still selling the Bible, so we're just trying to...
So I'm just signing to not have the Bible be sold on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a good thing for humanity.
You know, if somebody already purchased one, you know, I mean, at least at this point, we're not going to confiscate them, maybe in the future, but we just don't want anybody else to be purchasing their copies.
Good luck.
Thank you.
But you're saying hate speech. I want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. Well, the Bible has a lot of homophobia in there, and, you know, it says that the Jews conspired to have Jesus killed. It's an anti-Semitic trope, so we're just trying to get the Bible banned to help stop the hate speech. And
on board with
us there. You know, I mean, for the people who have already bought one, I mean, at least at this point, we're not going to be confiscating them, maybe in the future, but we're just trying to get the new purchases stopped and just ban it from all the stores. Thank you so much.
Good deal.
Will you help us to ban the Bible, or just trying to stop the hate speech?
Well,
Amazon's still selling the Bible. They stopped selling a lot of racist and anti-Semitic books in the last few years, but they're still selling the Bible. So, there's a lot of stuff in there that hurts a lot of people's feelings. We're just pranking you, by the way. The Bible is
we're just pranking you, by the way.
So if we can get Amazon to stop selling that, we can help stop the hate speech. We're going to leave the Quran up there, though. We don't want to be Islamophobic, though. Help us to ban the Bible. We're trying to stop hate speech, but they're still selling. You don't have to be registered at all. This is just to send Jeff Bezos to Amazon to get him to stop selling the Bible. Yeah.
Sure.
Just print birth date and a signature. As you probably know, a lot of hate speech, a lot of homophobia in the Bible.
Oh, there's a lot of twisted things.
Yeah, and it's time we finally get rid of it once and for all.
Smartest one in the room was up on the phone.
We're going to get Amazon to stop selling it. We're gonna ban it once and for all. Yeah, I mean, today's New World Order, that kind of reading material is not really necessary. Well, thank you for your support. Amazon has stopped selling a lot of anti-Semitic and homophobic books over the last several years, but signature to ban the Bible, they still continue to sell the Bible, so we're trying to just get them to stop that. And final phase of the New World Order can unfold. Thank you.
That goes on for a number of minutes. I just thought I'd show you that pretty much every age group was represented there. And the one guy is probably the one conservative in there. Or maybe he's a libertarian, I don't know. You can see the whole video at rumble.com on Mark Dice's channel. Woke Americans signed petition to ban the Bible for hate speech in shocking experiment. Just picture those people taking the mark of the beast and then turning others in who do not. That's who those people are. If the rapture were to happen right now, that's what they would do. They're your neighbors. They're some of your friends. They're some of your people you went to school with, some people you've worked with or work with now, your relatives. It's an amazing thing. But also, liberals hate and attack biblical prayer.
And Supreme Court hears oral arguments, which could be a test of religious freedom in public schools. Here's One America's Justine Brooke Murray.
The High Court is considering a case in which a high school football coach, Joseph Kennedy, was fired in 2015 for praying on the field after football games. The school district argued that praying publicly made students feel coerced into participating. However, some justices, who seemed more critical of the school board, claimed that the board changed their reasoning from their original complaint, that allowing prayer on the field would make the school look like they're endorsing a religion. Coach Kennedy views his case as a fight for religious freedom.
Well, I like to think it says that everybody can exercise the First Amendment equally, you know, if it's religion or free speech. It doesn't matter if you have beliefs or no beliefs. It applies to everybody equally, and we got our need to actually show that in America the First Amendment still applies.
What message do you have to high school players now who might be afraid to express their own religious beliefs, or they might be afraid to pray on the field?
Same thing I've always said. Everybody has a right to do whatever the amendments say, and you feel free to exercise all of your rights.
A decision in this case is expected by June. From Washington, Justine Brooke Murray, One America News.
For all our viewers asking where One America News is heading in the future, we would like to introduce you to OAN Live. OAN Live is the best way to stay up to date on all of the hard-hitting,
related
shooting,
OAN is being canceled by the capitalist companies at DirecTV.
OAN Live is only $4.99 per month.
Oh,
why? Incredible, honest, unbiased reports One America News offers at a fraction of the cost of cable.
Corporate.
Just go to OAN.com to easily sign up for OAN Live and stay informed.
In this country and around the world, globalists have just basically decided that they are going to establish a one-world government by bypassing national sovereignty. But at the same time, national sovereignty is under attack. I didn't have enough information to share it tonight, but there's something coming up in May, I think May 22nd, the United Nations is going to be making a declaration that basically, if it were accepted, would destroy the national sovereignty of each country over its own healthcare systems.
Wow.
And we'll say more about that when I get more information. But I urge you to go to OANN.com if you can't watch One American News Network on your TV. If you don't have cable, we watch it on Roku. A thing called Cloud TV. We pay like $2 a month or something like that, and it's worth it to have good news. And if you get on your Roku, Cloud spelled K-L-O-W-D TV, they have Newsmax. It's free, and then they also have the much maligned and hated Alex Jones and InfoWars. And I just tell people all the time that Alex Jones, I don't agree with everything he says, but I'll guarantee you this, I agree with him more often than I do CNN. So, yeah, and you can watch it on your phone if you, yeah. They have an app, I believe, that you can use on your phone. I'm one of those guys that still doesn't use my phone for much other than texting and phone calls. I do have a couple of apps like MeWe I use, but I don't use it near as much as others. I forget, so thanks for reminding me. Unrepentant liberal communists will not stop until Jesus Christ returns and destroys them all. And it's like never before, folks, in this country. I don't believe it's ever going to let up until after the rapture. We won't have to deal with it after the rapture, and then 7 years after the confirmed covenant between the Antichrist and Israel, Jesus will come back and put a stop to it. But between now and then, for as long as you're on this earth, I hope you will do everything you can to preach the gospel and to stand for what's right, which means you've got to stand against these liberal commies. Let's say, as we're getting started, that one of the main reasons this is important is because a lot of people you know are into this. You just don't know it. Some of you may know it, but some of you don't. Believing in no personal God while seeing oneself as part of the all. That is Eastern mysticism. But a lot of people believe in Eastern mysticism and hold that view, but they don't express it clearly. And they'll say they believe in God. But then when you ask them what they mean by God, they don't really believe in the personal God of the Bible. The God who is a person. He has personality. He's not a force. He's not just energy. He is a person. We call Him Father, Son, Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, Peter told Ananias and Sapphira, "You have not lied unto men, but unto God," when he said you had lied unto the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is referred to as a He and Him. So these are personal pronouns for a person. And He can be grieved. He laughs. And on it goes. So we have a personal God, and Eastern mysticism rejects the idea of a personal God. Let's read a great picture. What's wrong? Oh yeah, didn't check that one. But verse 10, it is an odd verse, but it's even. But let's read verse 10 together. "For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me." Now, that may at first glance just look like somebody thinks they are God, like the only true God. But what this is reflecting is the view of those who are in these Eastern mystic religions, and it's tens of millions of Americans included. It's an amazing description of what Eastern mysticism is all about. Thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. These people don't believe in sin. And what you and I call sin, they do not believe is sin. They believe in there are differences, and we can't go into every one of these Eastern religions and discuss all the differences. But I'll use some representative ideas so you know what I'm talking about. How many of you heard of the yin and the yang, or the yin and the yang?
Yeah.
That's the idea that there's no good or evil, that it's just kind of a white and dark, light and darkness, but it's all just the same. There's no good or evil. It's not sin. And one is necessary for the other, and they complement each other. And so that's why, whenever things come out that people are trying to normalize, that previous generations would say it was wicked, the next generation more and more is saying, well, who are we to judge? A lot of times you hear people say, don't judge. It's because they have this view of the world. They don't believe in sin. Here's some Eastern mystic religions. You might recognize some of them. Hinduism. That would include Mahatma Gandhi. And then there's Buddhism. A lot of actors and actresses. Richard Gere and some of those guys have gotten into this stuff. Taoism, we're going to see a rock singer that was very popular in the 70s and 80s. Is it really into that? Confucianism, Confucius say. Then there's Sikhism, Sufism, which I believe is what Dr. Oz, it's a very mystical form of Islam, and most other Muslims don't really recognize them as Muslims. Sanamahism, Shintoism, Jainism, and I put et cetera because it goes on. There are a lot of smaller. These are the groups that have the larger number of adherents. Now, Eastern mysticism, one, a common pantheistic core belief that there is no personal God, but all is. all is God and God is all. We're all at part of the universe of God and the God of the universe and all that. In America, Eastern mysticism is basically found in what we call the New Age movement. How many of you have heard of the New Age movement? Yeah. Hopefully everybody here has. The New Age movement is kind of a very American form of Eastern mysticism, because you can take whatever you want from each one of these religions and say, I like that, I like this, I like the idea of reincarnation, but I don't really like the idea of karma, you know, and all this stuff. And here's some of the things you might have heard people say and not realized it comes from Eastern mysticism. The universe is telling you something. Or somebody will come and say, the universe is trying to tell you something. That's directly out of Eastern mysticism. Let me tell you, and we hear it all the time in these family movies. It's supposed to be family movies, and you hear that all the time. Then, how many of you heard, you are stardust. You're made of the stuff of stars. And they always have this goofy look on their face, like it's a great... And, because evolution was born out of this. The theory of evolution did not originate with Charles Darwin. And as a matter of fact, his granddaddy, Erasmus Darwin, had the same view of evolution, but Erasmus was out of the closet as in the Eastern mysticism. And he told people that's where he got the idea. The evolution and Eastern mysticism goes very well together. And again, I wish we had... I thought about making this a 2 or 3 part series, because we could. But we're just going to give you this information and you can go do your own research beyond it. How many of you have heard of a bad storm and someone says, Mother Nature must be angry?
Yeah.
That's a very pantheistic state. In a former life, I must have been Italian because I love pizza. You heard those kind of things?
Oh, yeah.
In a former life, that's the idea of reincarnation, which is common in these Eastern mystic religions. And, of course, karma. The Bible says that a man will reap what he sows, but it is based in the fact of God's existence. It starts by saying, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. This karma doesn't have anything to do with God. It's with the energy of the universe. But Americans just kind of Americanize this. Because karma doesn't have anything to do with, like, if you were mean to somebody at the store, then you'll have a fender bender on the way home. And that's what people say. That's not karma. Karma says that because of what you did in the previous life, that in this life, whatever good you experience or whatever you suffer is because of that previous life. And according to karma, you're stuck. It's like fatalism. There's nothing you can do to change it. All you can do in this life is do better so that your next life will be better. And you won't come back as a cockroach. So when you hear people talk about karma, they're usually not even anywhere close to the real concept. I mean, I had a Zen moment. All over the social media, people post a tranquil scene. They'll call it a Zen moment. That's from Buddhism. And here's a common one.
Knock on wood.
I've done it. Back, you know, when I was in Southern Ohio, a lot of friends, relatives, teachers, everybody would do that. Knock on wood. That's the idea that all is God and God is all. There's an energy force throughout everything in the world. And that so doing things like knocking on wood, you're releasing energy. Have you ever thought about what else it would mean? Because one day I was like, I wonder what people think that does. Knock on wood. Huh. John?
What I was told in my early days is when you knock on wood, you're knocking on the cross of Christ.
That's baloney. That's somebody trying to make up something to justify their superstition.
Yeah. In other words, it's like a good life. If I knock on wood, I get the good life.
Yeah, that's another thing people will do a lot of their superstitions. They'll try to sanctify them. But the Bible says you pray.
Amen.
If you want answers to prayer, you don't knock on wood. You don't you know, kiss your cross or cross yourself or what, all that superstition. This is just how prevalent it's becoming, and the New Age kind of had a falling off for a few years, but they're calling it the second coming of the New Age. And they made a little short film, a local Fox affiliate in the state of New York. But in their article about it, it says a recent study from the Pew Research Center found that 60% of respondents held a New Age view, like believing in reincarnation, astrology, psychics, or a belief that there's energy or physical objects like mountains, crystals, or trees. There's energy. You see, that's why I said, like with witchcraft, it has some occultism, of course. It's an occult thing, but not everybody who's in the occult is a witch. Well, Eastern mysticism is very occult, but not everybody in the occult is into Eastern mysticism. There's a bleed over. It's all under the Satanism denomination. And 60% of respondents, that's a high number. The reality is that Eastern mysticism is now pervasive in Western culture. Some estimates put the number as high as 35 million Americans who are pantheistic practitioners at some level. 35 million. That's more than there are Bible believers. Now, whether or not people are saved and they put that number around 40 million, I hope so. I hope there's as many people as possible. You can be saved and still not be a Bible believer because you're not being taught and you're not following up and you just have wrong beliefs and all that. There are going to be saved people who go to heaven. They're not going to be Bible believers in this lifetime. But that's certainly higher than the number of Bible believers.
What is pantheism?
Well, we're going to come to that in a minute. Eastern mysticism, too, usually are polytheistic. That means they believe in gods, but they don't have like one little god they cling to. They have numerous gods. And I'll tell you right now, you'll find that among the Roman Catholic and Greek Orthodox. They call them saints. Now, there's nothing wrong with the saints. We're all saints by the blood of Christ. But when you reuse the reference of saints like historic Christians, there's some great saints in the past, but we're not supposed to pray to them and, of course, in any way worship them. And sadly, and listen, just in case there's a Roman Catholic watching and they say, well, I'm being anti-Catholic. No, this is something that if you read, you'll see that there are Catholic apologists trying to teach people not to worship the saints because they go too far. Now, praying to them is an act of worship, and a lot of people deny that. But it is. Prayer is an act of worship. So if you're polytheistic, that means if you're praying to someone other than God, then you're probably practicing polytheism. Because you're praying to Michael or St. Jude, and you have all these, and Mary, of course, and all these different people that they pray to. They don't want you praying to them. Those wonderful saints are in heaven, and they do not want you praying to them. They want you to obey the Bible. And when you get to heaven, you ask them, they'll tell you that. They want you to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. God's Word is in this book, and it never tells you to pray to anybody else. But outside of Christianity, these polytheistic religions usually have countless demigods to represent what they call spirit guides. Actually, if they're really in contact with the spirit, it's a devil. But they believe that these spirit guides are people either alive or deceased who have reached a higher consciousness. Sometimes they call it the Christ consciousness. And I got into this for a little while before I got saved, and was kind of talked into believing that Jesus was Christ, but he was just one of many. And there was these other, and I didn't know anything about him. When I found out more about him, like, that's not the same as Jesus, but Buddha, for example. Buddha left his wife and kid to go off and sit somewhere and meditate and let them fend for themselves. Then he came up with all these mystical ideas and everything that you can reach a state of nirvana and all that. And it's hogwash. He was supposed to have had the Christ consciousness. And Confucius and these others all supposed to have had this same thing. So that's the idea behind Eastern mysticism. Now, my wife is, I'm sure some of you have too, but she's come home and told me sometimes when she's worked with people from those religions. I remember one lady, you asked her how many gods they had, and didn't she tell you like millions?
Oh, there are millions of gods.
Yeah.
Millions. That's what she did. I only worship one god, though. I'm like you. I only worship one god. Alibaba or somebody.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah. They call them demigods, but they're actually demon gods. You see them represented with idols. And the idol is representing a disembodied guide. This is usually someone who has been Sai Baba. But these idols are usually representing someone who lived, and they're supposed to have reached that higher plane.